The girl on the phone for a second date update today had her first date at one of the craziest places possible. People are popping pills left and right. Lots of group activity, if you know what I mean. And everybody's inhibitions are lowered, mostly because of dementia. She went to the retirement home.
Wow, it's amazing how all those things are the same.
I know, right?
Yeah. Having fun over there.
Kara is on the phone, and apparently her first date with this dude was at the retirement home. Want to hear more about that in a second. That's an interesting date. Yeah. Kara, how are you?
I'm okay.
The first thing that comes to my mind is you're like a gold digger dating a 92-year-old Alzheimer's patient.
Oh, yeah, I hope that's true.
You're an old
No. I went on a date with a guy who volunteered there.
Okay. He's a good person.
How'd you meet him?
Well, we met on an app, and he was funny, and we got along. Like, he plays a bunch of team sports. Like, he does a bunch of like those kind of leagues, and I do too, and it's fun. So we kind of talked about that stuff, and we think we may have played each other before.
That's awesome.
That was kind of funny.
Okay.
So how did he strike up the idea to go on a date at the retirement home?
Well, that wasn't it. He was like, "Let's meet up," and he just said a street corner.
That's scary. You meet a dude on an app, and he's like, "Just meet me at the corner of whatever and whatever."
I mean, pretty much, but I didn't read it like that, like that's when he texted it, so it didn't sound creepy at the time.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, he wanted to surprise me, and I was up for it, so.
Yeah, because surprises can be fun.
Yeah.
They can also be scary.
Yes.
Either one. But this turned out to be a fun surprise, huh?
Yeah. So we first met up, and we walked for a bit. And then he just said, "I'm going to bring you somewhere." So I was like, okay, you know, and I thought, well, we're going to a restaurant or something. And instead, that's when he took me to a retirement home. And I was like, oh,
what?
Okay. Yeah. He said he volunteers there sometimes. And then I was like skeptical, like that this was going to be fun at all. Like, I just thought it was going to be lame.
Yeah, of course.
Like,
yeah.
And, you know, he's going to try to teach me something or whatever, and like a life lesson.
Oh, my God. But did he know all the, was he friends with all the old people in there?
Yes. Yeah. It turned out to be sort of cool. Like,
okay, so he's there all the time.
I would fall instantly in love with him.
Really?
Oh, my God. Old people are so cute. And like,
they're cute, but the smell.
Someone who volunteers and
they're cute when they're contained.
Them. Oh, you guys.
When they're contained. When they're not like out walking in your way or screwing up airport lines, things like that. Yeah, if you keep them in a confined space, old people can be very.
You guys are awful.
Very nice. So, did you enjoy the retirement home?
Yeah. I mean, my grandfather passed away pretty recently, and it kind of reminded me of him, and that was cute, and I don't know. And he was sweet. Like, Corey was sweet. He was nice to them. They really got him, and we ate dinner with them. Like, it was a wholesome time. Like, we played card games.
Wow.
It was all, like, you know. But we had one kind of awkward moment, and it was, like, this woman who lives there. She was like, "Are you a boyfriend and girlfriend?" And we sort of said, "No, this is kind of our first date." And she was like, "Well, you should kiss." So
yeah, what? Granny.
Whoa.
Yeah, she wanted some action.
They're feisty.
No, they
there.
Are fighting. You've heard about the STD reports at these senior citizens' home.
A lot
there. For a reason.
Apparently, you got a watcher in that retirement home. So did you guys make out in front of him?
No, I mean, it was just sort of this awkward peck on the cheek, you know.
Oh, cute.
And then the lady, she clapped.
That's
nice.
Really sweet. Why was that awkward, though?
It was just like, you know, like, are you boyfriend and girl? It was just
I can see that part.
And you've never kissed, and it's like, kiss each other.
Yeah, and then being forced to kiss with old peering eyes looking at you.
So was that the most uncomfortable moment of the evening?
Yeah, I mean, it was fine. And then when we were leaving, he walked me back to my car, and he kissed me for real. Cool.
Oh.
And that old lady popped up from the car seat in the back and was like, "Yeah, good job."
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I was hoping you'd really get after it.
Take off his shirt.
No.
No, no. She says no. How was the kiss?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, it was just, it wasn't like a big thing, but it was just really nice. It was like first date kiss.
Okay.
Got it.
But now it's been a week and he's like, we're texting here and there, but he's not asking me out again.
Okay, and if you tried to, like, hint, or have you asked him out?
No, but it just feels kind of like, I've been here before, like, you know, when you're on these apps, like, you go out like it's your job, right? So yeah. It's like, and I can tell that there's no, he's not really in any hurry to go out again, like something's off, and I don't know what that is. So that's why I wanted you guys to help me find out, like, what's up.
And you were kind and excited about all the old people, right? Because maybe this is like some sort of test that he does with women to see.
Well, it could be, but at the same time, like, it was just so nice. Like, we just kind of hung out and played cards and, like, talked about stuff, and it was just really...
It was easy.
Yeah, yeah. There wasn't any, like, in the back of my mind, now I'm thinking, was that a test? I don't know, but I don't think so. It just didn't, it seemed like it was just, like, this is something that's important to him.
But okay. you were good with the old folks. You didn't try to, like, fight one of them.
No.
All right. Well, we'll play a song and then come back and call him and get your second date update, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hang on.